Charlotte's Black business community was on the rise just as the coronavirus pandemic hit. WFAE's Alexandra Watts checked in with some Black business owners to see how they're doing.
Shamika Brooks owns Hip Hop Smoothies in Charlotte, which offers flavors like Turn Down for What and Fight the Power. Brooks and her husband own the business. They operate both a store and a red food truck that goes to different places around the Queen City.
With the truck, we are set up at different locations, never the same spot necessarily. And with COVID, week to week, we could be at a different location.
COVID-19 affected bars, restaurants, and businesses like Hip Hop Smoothies. The food truck kept her business steady because she was able to social distance and serve smoothies to her customers. Then summer came along with a heightened awareness of supporting Black-owned businesses.
So once Black Lives Matter kicked into gear, people are really intentionally looking for places to spend their hard-earned money.
And they turned to food blogs to find businesses to support. The Daily Special Charlotte is one of them. Corey Wilkins runs the directory and the Instagram that fills feeds with tasty food and information.
That was one of the reasons that people kind of gravitated towards my Instagram page, I believe, even before all of this, was because I was featuring a lot of these places.
The increased attention to Black-owned businesses wasn't just directed at restaurants. Shelves bookstore owner Abigail Glenn was struggling during the shutdown. And then the protest started.
On June 1st was the beginning of a wave of book orders. Everybody started buying books, and it has been nonstop ever since. After that, June was a record month of sales for me.
That was extremely unfortunate because I was looking forward to things, picking up and getting back to normal.
James Mack owns Epic Times, a jewelry store in Uptown where protesters filled the streets for weeks. A group of people smashed into his store and stole a lot of his merchandise.
That particular incident led to another 2-month shutdown for us, so we missed a lot of that economic boost.
Business has started to pick up.
It wasn't like the old days, but it definitely was a much more pronounced foot traffic. I'm hopeful, and if we can hold on, I'm sure we'll make it through.
At the Charlotte Black Chamber of Commerce, Chairman of the Board of Directors, Shante Williams, sees Charlotte's Black-owned business community growing right along with its Black population.
Hopefully we see money flowing in both directions, because if we're able to drive more revenue to Black businesses, they will have more capital to reinvest in themselves.
And Williams says what's good for Black-owned businesses is also good for Charlotte's economy. For WFAE News, I'm Alexandra Watts.
Alexandra Watts is a reporter as part of a partnership with WFAE and the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library. She is also a Report for America Corps member.